Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. Hey, exciting news. In just 3 days, it's the return of our award-winning Moist line. No? Award-winning?
Award-winning?
Award-winning.
I didn't know it got any awards. Wow.
I didn't either.
We have numerous golden mics.
Really?
Yeah. The Moist line, winner of many golden mics.
Yeah, best listener commentary. They hand out golden mics for that now.
Not a lot of competition there, but we win anyway. You can leave a message using the iHeartRadio app with a little microphone, or you can talk to us through the toll-free number. That's the origins of the Moist line, because Moist is in the phone number. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, there is one district attorney in California. There are 58 counties. But there's one that at least put out a statistic that I had been wondering about since the beginning of all this. The beginning of what? Zero bail. The California Judicial Council in April in 2020 implemented the statewide emergency bail schedule, or $0 bail, because they were concerned about too many people in the prisons and jails because of the COVID panic, right?
Were they?
That was rescinded in June of 2020, but some counties kept it going. Yolo County finally ended its bail policy in June of 2021. So the district attorney up there, his name is Jeff Reisig, decided to take a look at what happened to the people that got zero bail in Yolo County during that 1 year time period that they allowed it. And the result was stunning. 70% committed new crimes. Which goes to tell you, if there are no consequences, people think that crime is free. There's, no bail. I'm out.
That is the most obvious thing in the world. It's like the sun rising in the east.
I wish other counties would put out these numbers and track this.
No, they don't. They don't want to track it. This crowd
does. Certainly Gascon does not. But
right, sure. And you think the idiot supervisors we have in LA County want to?
I think Todd Spitzer did put out a report from Orange County similar to this.
He did, because he came in and talked about it. Yeah. They arrested 595 people and released them without bail between 2020 and 2021 in Yolo County. 595, 420 got rearrested. 420 out of 595.
They even stayed around in the same county and committed new crimes, didn't they?
Look at that. I mean, which is...
Well, you know, they're citizens, they're residents, so...
I'm surprised it was only 70%.
Yeah, it's...
So, these...
And 123 were arrested for a violent crime. The list being murder, attempted murder, kidnapping, robbery, carjacking, or domestic violence.
Yeah, so it's bad stuff. Now, so the no-bail people, they know this is true, right? And we have proof, specific proof, with this story in Yolo County. So they know that 70% of the people let out with no bail go on to commit more crimes, and a number of them serious crimes, right? They actually kill people.
Yeah.
They sexually assault people. Now, you know they wake up tomorrow morning, they're still for no bail. So what does this tell you? First of all, they're not interested in your safety at all. And they'll claim, well, you know, it's just because poor people, shouldn't be discriminated against just because they can't afford to. It's like, nice change of the subject. This is about keeping dangerous people behind bars, repeat criminals behind bars. I don't care whether they're poor or rich. Or they'll say, well, you know, it's racially discriminatory. It's like, no, that's got nothing to do with whether they're guilty or not. Either they committed the crime or they didn't. You keep changing it to their income status, their racial designation. And if it wasn't those two issues, it would be something else. It's this sicko mentality to create chaos. There can't be any other reason. They just want to undermine our way of life.
The problem is, too, a lot of the nitwits in Sacramento want to make zero bail permanent. Remember Bob Hertzberg?
No bail Bob. And he's got a chance of being an L.A. County supervisor after the November election.
That's what he's running for now, right?
Yeah, and the man is just a blithering gas bag. He's wrong. Remember he came on the show and tried to snow us with a lot of phony statistics, just absolute lies? And he got all indignant when we called him on it? Well, you can't get around this. 70%? What's going to be the new excuse now, all right? It's poor people, it's race, it's what? What's next? It's that you want criminals running free, clearly. Just say it. Just say you don't believe in prison anymore. You don't care about people's lives. You don't care if stuff is stolen. You don't care if women are raped. You don't care if people are murdered. You don't. Just say it out loud. You don't care. I mean, this is just... And if it's 70% Yolo County, it's got to be pretty much the same thing everywhere else.
Oh, it's probably even worse in L.A. County.
Oh, can you imagine?
You have the more hardened criminals.
Right. And then let's count all the crimes that nobody counts anymore. You know, let's count all the burglaries, all the shoplifting, all the assaults, all the stuff where nobody calls the police because police aren't going to come and they can't do anything anyway.
Now, in a story related to this, sort of, this is about Sacramento legislators. They had a bill up there, Assembly Bill 2167, which dealt with human trafficking. Now, you think about human trafficking, basically what you're doing is you're making people sex slaves, right? You're making them prostitutes for money.
Yeah.
They're basically held against their will so that you can prostitute them out for money. Can I ask you this? Would you consider that a serious and violent felony?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think 90% of people you asked, if they're hearing what human trafficking's about, would say yes.
The only way to
But in Sacramento, they said no.
They
rejected an amendment to a bill to make human trafficking a serious and violent felony. Remember we had this conversation with Prop 57? Jerry Brown pushed on us, and it was this list of serious violent felonies, which excluded quite a number of crimes, and we were like, what?
Because they have an absolute doctrine of not creating new crimes, of not creating new prisoners.
You want to hear, you know who this comes from? God, remember this name? Assemblyman Ash Calera from San Jose.
Oh, he was involved in something.
He was involved in something. This is
shady.
What he said. Well... we want to encourage restraint in the overuse of incarceration. Wow, there's a mouthful.
Okay.
By requiring courts to first consider other alternative options in sentencing decisions.
No.
Because if you make it a serious and violent felony, that leads to extra prison time.
It's a
certain prison time. He did not want that.
They're fanatics. They have a religious-like belief in a bizarre world where very bad, violent people are not put in prison. They have like an absolute no tolerance doctrine against prison.
That's right. It extends to something as sick as human trafficking.
So there is no crime that you could create.
And all you hear about these women's and these progressive groups screaming about, oh, the horrors of human trafficking. Oh,
no, they don't.
Every time you have a big sport event like the Super Bowl, oh, there's going to be so much sex trafficking.
They don't mean that. You know, that's
like no punishment.
Those are activist groups probably just trying to, you know, raise money. You know, we're anti-human smuggling, you know, donate now. Really, that's what much of this is about. Otherwise, you'd make it a violent felony and you'd put everybody away for 50 years. And human trafficking, boy, is that a benign term?
It is very benign, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's prostitution mainly of young women and children.
It's worse than sex slaves. You've turned them into sex slaves.
It is sex slavery.
That's even better than prostitution.
They're buying and selling young women for sex slavery.
Right, so you can benefit with all the money that they make for you, and then you're holding them against their will.
And
they're probably told, if you leave here, we'll kill you or kill your family.
And that representative, Ashhead, what was his name?
Ash Kalra. You can call him Ashhead.
Yeah. Well, Ashhead doesn't want the guys behind buying and selling young girls into sex slavery to be imprisoned.
Seriously violent felony for that.
That guy is insane, right? Can we all agree on that? Does anyone think he's not insane? He's insane. You want your daughter kidnapped and put into sex slavery, and then the guy who did it? He doesn't get prison, according to old Ashhead here.
So if it's not a serious or violent felony, I can only imagine that the prison term would be much more minimal.
Right, exactly. So they get out quickly. And that's the society that they want, where people who buy and sell young women into sex slavery spend a minimal amount of time in prison. Now, why they want this? I don't know what their secret motivation is. But what you do is create chaos. And I don't want to hear their phony cover stories. Oh, it's about poor people. It's about race. No, it's not. You want bad people to be running around. Why? Why do you want to do that? And when did this become like some kind of commandment? Was this like the third commandment of their sicko religion? Thou shalt not have prisoners?
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, also up for debate in Sacramento. We're just talking about how it's hard to believe, but they do not want to make human trafficking, I mean sex slavery, a serious or violent felony. Just hard to believe. And it all leads down the same road. Oh, we want alternatives to incarceration. Kind of the same thing happened with this next bill, although I don't feel as strongly about it, but... You know, I think as John Cobalt once said on the show, well, has said on the show on several occasions, men have an innate need to spread their seed.
I think. Yeah, but what I didn't know before the smartphone era is that so many guys wanted to show off their part to strange women.
That's what we're talking about. Thanks to the airdrop on the iPhones, and I had the experience with friends who wanted to just share a picture they just took, like mm-hmm. we were all out, and they would just, you know, all of a sudden we'd all turn on the airdrop and boop.
They sent you nude pictures?
No, I knew you'd go that way. It was a picture of the group at like the beach or something. Okay.
You were all nude?
Nothing to do with nude pictures, but I didn't know how familiar you were with airdrop, so it was
I am, but and I don't care. I don't have any, I'm not one of the, I got to send you a picture. It's like, I don't care. Take your own picture.
You've never been out with friends and taken a photo. One of them takes the picture and then wants to share it to all the phones so we can all enjoy it and save it? No?
I don't know. I don't even post.
Because you are an antisocial.
I don't even pose for pictures.
You don't pose for pictures.
I'm never photographed.
I mean, this is from a guy who actually has a family. He's got three sons, you know. Hopefully something to live for, but we doubt that every day.
My sons don't like posing for pictures. My wife wants to always constantly take pictures of everybody, and they all protest.
Oh, yeah, they're just like you.
Yeah, none of
boys are like that.
Yeah.
Teenagers and then in their 20s.
You know what I look like. Stop. Got 10,000
pictures. But someday they might have grandkids and there'll be pictures.
We got thousands of pictures. There's no need to take any more.
So what we're talking about here is, yes, the tendency of some men to airdrop their penis to nearby females. Sometimes it happens on a plane. Sometimes it's got a name. Cyber flashing. Good Lord.
Cyber flashing. Deborah, you ever get an unwanted picture airdropped on you?
Yes, I told you. One time somebody sent me a picture of their chest, their hairy chest.
Just the chest?
Oh, this is before airdrop.
Yes.
This is somebody.
No, yeah, okay, so not airdropped, but I did get an unwanted photo.
Right.
I mean, I didn't want to see.
But they must have had your number.
Yes.
Because in those days, you had to have the
was that Ray?
Text the picture.
Shoot, I told him I wouldn't tell you. Sorry, Ray. No, it wasn't Ray. It was somebody else. It was a long story of why this person had my number. But fortunately for me, it wasn't anything else.
Oh. Apparently, you can do it on online dating apps, too. You can just drop the picture of your part. So what they were debating in Sacramento was what kind of a crime, if any crime, is this? And they've made it a civil crime. So you can take him to court, you can win up to 30 grand in damages, but they opted not to make it a crime. So,
well, they said they didn't want to create a crime.
Correct.
They didn't want to create a crime because then you'd have to send him to jail, and they don't want to do that.
They don't want to do that, right.
So now this is pretty much open season for guys to send their genitals around.
Well, you can sue them now.
Yeah, how are you going to do that, though?
That's going to be tough to...
I mean,
well, maybe even tough to charge them with a crime either if you can track them down somehow.
As a practical matter, what woman is going to be comfortable doing an investigation, right? Because if a guy's, let's say a guy's sitting.
Well, you look around the plane and see who's smiling.
Right, I know, but now you have
He's enjoying the fact that all the women just got a picture of his.
Right, but you have to find out who he is, like his name.
Right, because all you have is a penis.
And where he lives. Right, yeah, that's all you have. All you have is what's...
Everybody dropped their pants.
I mean, do you guys... Not you guys, but do you really think we want to see that? I mean, well, come on. What do you think we're going to do?
That's not the point. The guy finds it funny.
I know, but okay, so...
Remember, the people who flash, and actually old-fashioned flashing, like the shocked or angry reaction. That turns them on. I can't explain that, but...
Okay, so then we should write, ooh, wow, that's hot. And then they'd stop.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe that would turn them off.
Do you know any woman who wants to get one of these?
No, I don't.
From a stranger?
No. I mean, I'm sure there are women out there that perhaps would like it. Not any women I know.
Well, not the women in my lunch club.
No, exactly.
More than half of women younger than 29 say they have received unsolicited images such as these. Wow.
Guys are idiots.
Some women apparently said they're getting... pictures, whether on the bus or just walking down the street.
Yeah, they ought to turn off their airdrop.
Yeah, it has to be on, right?
It has to be on. You have to be in reception mode. I would
some
think
people like Deborah Mark, they love airdrop because it's the chance to share all this social media pictures and they're ready.
So you have it on all the time because you never know when a good picture's coming
in. Mine's off.
Just change the settings to contacts only.
Well, there you go.
I think that's what I have. Contacts only.
Well,
so my friends will, and my kids will airdrop it.
So Ray could send you something if he wanted.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. He's a contact.
He is. Oh,
we're back to Ray always.
Poor Ray.
I got one from Ray once.
You got a naked picture from Ray?
I sent it back to him.
Okay.
You made a mistake here.
It was not intended for you.
I don't know.
Maybe you hit the wrong number.
I don't know what kind of mood he was in.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, now we return to the back and forth that is the border crisis. Joe Biden, of course, reversed a lot of Trump policies, which kept some illegal immigration at bay. But as soon as Biden took over in January of 2021, the floodgates opened. And, of course, that's continued with his reversing these policies, and the court's basically letting him do that. The latest was the ending of the Trump policy to remain in Mexico while your asylum case eventually makes it to be heard. So what has happened is states like Texas and Arizona have been overwhelmed with an inordinate amount of the migration. So the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has decided to put some of them on buses and send them to Democrat-controlled cities because that's probably where they'll be more welcome. And also, his attitude is we should spread out the problem. Some of them have been sent to Washington, D.C., and of course, that's home to Biden. Some of them have been sent to New York City, where we find in a headline in the New York Post, hundreds of them lined up at a hospital, and they got free health care, free food, and free phones. So when that message gets back to their countries, that'll be quite a draw.
They're going to be requesting the Abbott bus to New York City.
Yeah.
Because that's the best payoff.
This was Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx. Supposedly, New York City has taken in 5,000 of these migrants who were bused from places, mostly from Texas.
Yeah. Well, Texas took in hundreds of thousands. So.
Hundreds of thousands, right. And a number of them ended up at this hospital where they were given temporary health care coverage, food, other items, including school supplies, and, of course, the old gold mine, the free phone. Do they get a calling plan, too, you think, or they just get
the phone?
That's
what I was wondering. Like, they must get free calling for a while. Probably first year free, I would guess, huh?
The ones that the Post talked to were, it seems, a lot of Venezuelans.
Well, because Venezuela went all socialist. It's kind of hell.
That's probably a country where you might have a case for asylum.
No, their inflation rate is extreme. It's you can't live there anymore.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
One Venezuelan told the Post, I had to get away from, there's cops in the streets, armed people everywhere. I want to work and progress. So he ended up coming to the border and applying for asylum. And eventually in Texas, I guess he got word that you can get on a bus to New York City. And he took it.
In the year 2020, Venezuela's inflation rate was almost 3,000%.
It's been like that for years, hasn't it?
3,000. Yeah, it is. Because they were used to be a wealthy country because they have a tremendous amount of oil. And then Hugo Chavez came in and nationalized the oil industry and ran it into the ground. And all their wealth has disappeared. Now people are scrounging for food. How do you deal with a 3,000% inflation rate? I mean, that's not even, you can't calculate.
It's unfathomable, right?
Right.
I don't know what that means. Like, what would that do for a gallon of gas?
If something is $5, right, and it goes up 100%, now you're $10.
So what's 3,000?
Was it like is 1,000% about 50? So 3,000 is $150 for a gallon of gas. I don't know. I that might be off, but that gives you the idea.
Two children drowned today trying to cross the Rio Grande into Texas. A two-month-old baby boy was rescued the same day, according to a San Antonio TV station.
A lot of people die on the way out of Mexico, and nobody cares. Right. You know the thing about New York and Washington, D.C.? They're sanctuary cities. And for the two mayors who are now bent over squealing how unfair it is that the Abbott buses are coming, I guess when you announced it was a sanctuary city, that was just virtue signaling? That was to make you look really cool and compassionate. But when people started showing up to take advantage of the sanctuary, now it's unfair.
Being overwhelmed. Now you know what it feels like if you're Texas and Arizona.
Well, that's the thing, because they wanted to screw over conservative states. That's what this is about. Screwing Arizona, it's screwing Texas, Republican governors. It's part of the stupid political warfare. They don't care about the immigrants. Oh, well, we're not like those hateful people in Texas. We are a loving, compassionate sanctuary city. Until they come. This Muriel Bowser, the D.C. mayor.
Well, D.C. has taken on 7,000 migrants.
She's a piece of work.
She asked for the National Guard again, and again she was turned down.
Well, because... That's not what they do.
No, in fact, the Pentagon executive behind this said their members are not trained to provide the type of services that require to help the migrants, including feeding, sanitation, and management of some sort of central processing facility. They're not trained to do that.
Most of these migrants that ended up in Washington are from Venezuela and Nicaragua.
Yeah, and New York City had a lot of Venezuelans too.
You know, those are two disastrous countries with disastrous governments. There's your socialism. I mean, Venezuela basically is Bernie Sanders' wet dream. So if you
everybody wants to leave.
If you know any socialists in your family, just send them articles about Venezuela. I bet you they don't comment. They have nothing to say.
Why does she keep trying this? Is it just a publicity stunt? She keeps wanting the National Guard.
Well. if she's getting thousands coming in and Abbott says he's going to keep doing it, you know, it's, at some point you're overloaded. And Washington, D.C. has tons of poverty and crime issues already. So now you're importing all sorts of trouble here because these people have no place to go. And they have no money and there's no jobs for them. It's a lot of young guys. It always is a lot of young guys. So what are you going to do with them?
7,000 migrants, though, overwhelm the city that much? Know, I guess it could at one time.
These two Democratic mayors, they support this befuddled fool in the White House, and this is his policy. This is the idea of a good time. You know, having children die in the river trying to get here, shipping thousands to cities that have no facilities to take care of them, and then Burial Bowser is howling for the National Guard, really? Hey,
you made the Texas governor's point perfectly. You feel overwhelmed. Now you know how we feel.
But it's like all the wealthy woke people. They virtue signal until the point they have the problem on their front lawn. And then suddenly they're squealing. So Abbott dubbed this problem on Muriel Bowser's front lawn. What? She's not into sanctuary politics anymore? Really? Phony. Hypocrite. Virtue signaling a fake.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, another border story. This one does not concern migrants. It concerns poopy. Yes, poopy. Coming up in a moment. The news this afternoon is that Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, has been sentenced for driving under the influence. He had a car crash in May up in Yountville, California. He was at fault driving a 2021 Porsche. He collided with a car driven by a 48-year-old man in Napa County.
That's wine country.
He was arrested, right, and administered a blood test.
Must have had some bottles.
That showed a 0.082 blood alcohol content. He had apparently had been at some sort of party or event.
Is that...
Drove himself and...
Wait a second. Is that near the French Laundry?
Yountville? Yeah, I think it could be. I don't think it was the French Laundry, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Yountville is where the French Laundry is.
Right, but so, I don't know if Pelosi was at the French
Laundry. No, but I mean, that's the hangout for all these...
Bay Area politicians, absolutely.
Yeah, these rich Bay Area politicians.
Like Newsom, who ruined Pelosi our, and who, that mayor.
Right, who ruined our lives with lockdowns and shut down our schools and all these intrusive laws that they pass, and they've let out all the criminals. But they're in one of the most beautiful places in California... One of the most expensive places where it's the elite's playground. That's where London Breed went to the French Laundry, Gavin Newsom, the Pelosi's. I'm sure he was, you know, maybe he was down the road at some other ritzy restaurant.
Oh, yeah, they're wealthy people. He's got some company of financial leasing services, a real estate and venture capital investment and consulting firm. He's very wealthy.
He trades stocks based on laws that are about to be passed in Congress.
That would be insider trading.
It would be, except...
That sounds like a crime, Mr. Cobell. Do you have proof?
Well, no, that was a whole ruckus because they were trying to get a law passed that prohibited Congress people and their spouses from trading because he did a trade right before some legislation passed.
Why didn't they charge him?
Huh? Well... I don't know.
Because he's Mr. Pelosi?
I don't know, but it was a big public debate for a while, and it was over Pelosi's husband, yeah.
He's going to have an ignition device on any car he drives for a while for the next year. But he didn't really get any significant... he's already served 2 days, and he got conduct credit for 2 other days, so he won't serve any additional jail.
Oh, so
he wasn't
not,
even in court today. So
he's not even going to jail anymore.
Now, I guess he did serve 2 days, and then they gave him conduct credit for the other 2 days because it was a 4-day sentence. The old conduct even applies to somebody with a... Because he turned out to be a misdemeanor driving under the influence. Now, back to the border.
I just want to say this. Pelosi's husband dumped a stock. He sold his shares in NVIDIA the day before the House is going to consider legislation providing subsidies and tax credits for the semiconductor industry.
Well, somebody should bring a case.
He sold 25,000 shares of NVIDIA for about $4 million.
Yeah. Now, at the border, we've talked about this before. Apparently, Tijuana has a sizable population and not a very good wastewater treatment plant infrastructure. So for decades, poop has been rolling up on beaches in the San Diego area, including Imperial Beach. Yes, disgusting wastewater, which apparently leaks out of these plants and ends up in the Pacific Ocean and floats its way north to places like Imperial Beach and other San Diego communities. So the news today is that we in Mexico are coughing up $500 million to try to upgrade the plants. Yes, us, the U.S., we're going to pay for this. Because at some point...
Because Mexico can't run a sewage plant, so we have to pay to
money
run...
on upgrading them, no.
Yeah, well...
They refuse to.
They refuse to, which is basically the what the drug cartel said no. What do you do when you have a country who the government actually will not upgrade the sewage plant, and we end up getting millions of gallons of sewage spilled on our land and our water?
They have tried for years to get Mexico to do something, and it's always like, well, we don't have enough money to do this. So now apparently, I don't know how much we're paying versus they're paying. Oh, $350. Oh, yeah, it's quite unbalanced. $350 million from us, $144 million from them.
I bet you they don't even pay.
They want to upgrade the sewage treatment plants in Tijuana, which apparently are falling apart.
They've been flooding San Diego region for decades. Diarrhea and all kinds
of... This is what you can get from it. You can get diarrhea and respiratory disease.
Yeah,
if you go in the water and it's full of floating feces.
That's the water. So Mexico's pretty much used us as a toilet. And now we're going to pay to fix the toilet.
Right.
Oh, that's crazy. They dumped it into the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, and it floats north. And it hits the San Diego beaches. I've heard about Imperial Beach being closed several times over the years due to Tijuana sewage. It's horrible. I would never even consider going to the beach down there or going in the water.
No, these pipes have been rotting. These pumps have been rotting for many, many years.
Yeah.
You don't hear the environmental groups complaining about that, do you?
No, you just hear the San Diego politicians saying, enough of this. We can't. You have to close the beaches like every summer.
It's funny. For all the environmental damage that homeless people and illegal immigrants do with the Mexican government, you don't hear any squawking from those fake virtue signaling environmentalists.
No.
They don't say anything about that stuff. That's part of the protected hierarchy.
Poop is washing up. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.